This is the Midday Market Report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing for our Midday Market discussion. John, what's happening with the grains today on Thursday?
Well, we got to start with that wheat market again, because that continues to be a strong market here. Pushing about a dime higher on that KC wheat. Watching the weather, we had some forecasts, maybe some rain materializing. It could help out the western side of Kansas and Oklahoma, you know, with the latest crop ratings. But it looks like some of that rain is already starting to move to the eastern side, so maybe that's bringing a little bit more weather premium back in. We can see crop conditions slip a little bit more. That's pulling the Chicago wheat market up as well, trading around 8 to 9 cents higher as we're kind of trading towards the highs of the day so far on that, on the wheat contracts. That's at least keeping corn supported here, but corn really can't find a whole lot of traction. You know, we kind of had kind of a tough day yesterday with a difficult close. We got July tied to that 450 area, September to 460, May just a little bit under 440. You know, we are in the window here. We got options expiration for May options tomorrow, so we'll be watching those fairly closely and how that plays out. But at least that wheat market providing a little bit of support. And then on top of that, too, we have really good export sales for corn this week. So that was encouraging to see on this morning's export sales report. And on the flip side, you got beans trading about a dime lower in the front end. Export sales this morning at 220,000 metric tons was extremely disappointing. Even though we got those soybean prices in South America, or Brazil specifically, are kind of on the rise, you know, it's just not enough to really provide some market movement here, because we just got to continue to get this product sold, and we can't. So that we're seeing selling pressure across the entire soybean complex between soybeans, meal, as well as soybean oil.
We know the USDA did not touch the soybean production number from Brazil in the last WASDE report. Have we gotten any more clarity since then, John, as to where that number might actually be at?
You know, again, somewhere in the middle, I would assume, between those two numbers. We won't get anything again until May 10th. That's the next time we get a supply-demand set of numbers. You know, I haven't seen a whole lot of adjustments, though, on the South American side, either one way or another, so that gap still kind of hangs in there. You know, so we'll have to see. I think the biggest question the USDA may have had, and one of the reasons why they haven't moved that around, is what is the planted area for that soybean crop? You know, so that's something we'll kind of keep on the radar. Same thing as we'll look at this corn going forward here as it gets closer to harvest here in a couple months.
As we head over to the protein sector, unfortunately, got quite a bit of red on the screen. What's happening with the cattle and hogs?
Now, cattle market's been a whipsaw today. We've been red, then we've been green, then we've been red. Now we're back to green. So, you know, cash trades coming together a little bit. 182 is what we're starting to hear for the cattle market. Steady with last week in most areas in that regard. You know, retail values, you know, were softer yesterday, but kind of watching how they're trending today. We did firm back up again, about the basically same distance we lost on choice carcasses. So that may be providing a little bit of a boost here. You know, so that cattle market, trying to get through that news that came out yesterday regarding milk and the HPAI and the potential, you know, like dead pieces of the virus is still in milk. How does that restrict any cattle movement? We're hearing talk along those lines. So I think that's just something that just got this market uneasy overall. Hog market today, big spin back. Again, that was a market that we're really trying to figure out where we're going here. You know, we had a hard run back off those lows, couldn't quite get back to those original highs, and now we're down a couple bucks again today on those summer contracts. I think we're just ping-ponging back and forth, maybe just trying to find a midpoint between the most recent set of highs and lows here during the month of April.
John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing, our guest here today. John, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Sure, Mark. Love chatting with you anytime. Feel free to give me a call, 800-334-9779. Shoot me an email at johnh@totalfarmmarketing.com. And don't forget that website of ours, totalfarmmarketing.com.
Thanks so much for the time. Have a great rest of your day.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next. May corn up 1 1/4 at 439 even. May soybeans down 10 1/4 at 1155 3/4. May soybean meal down $4.50 at $3.41.50. May soybean oil down 40 cents at $44.26. Chicago wheat up 9 3/4 at $6.04 1/4. Minneapolis wheat up 9.5 at $6.88 1/2. Kansas City hard red wheat up 10 3/4 at $6.35 even. May oats down 7 even at $3.60 even. On the Merck, June live cattle up 37 cents at $175.62. May feeder cattle up 27 cents at $244.37. May lean hogs down $1.72 at $95.62. May pork cutout unchanged at $105.25. And Class 3 milk up 25 cents at 1803. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.